Joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Anthony from Troutbeck. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on the line. Now, Hudson Valley Restaurant Week has been on since last week, and now we're heading towards, well, the final chapters of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, and it wraps up this Sunday. What do you got in store for the people this week, Anthony?
Well, we've got a great menu. We're a locally sourced farm-to-table restaurant attached to 36 guest rooms in a beautiful setting on 45 acres just off the Weebatuck River. We are open today for lunch, tonight as well, and tomorrow for lunch, and Thursday for dinner. And then, unfortunately, we are 100% booked through the balance of restaurant week. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's been enormously successful. It's been great meeting our neighbors, making new friends. So it's been hugely positive for us. And, of course, the food is great. Bar's fantastic. But for lunch today and tomorrow, we've got a wonderful shaved beet salad to start. Fresh pea, split pea soup. We've got a great grilled chicken paillard skate for lunch as well. And then wonderful desserts, a grilled pineapple and turban, and a lemon chocolate madeleine. And then for dinner, there's a wonderful sunchoke velouté, or a choice of a Coach Farm goat cheese galette, or you could have a Cornish hen, or you could have a choice of a monkfish filet.
Huh.
And then two wonderful desserts, poppy seed and grapefruit cake, and a coffee bean pâte de crème. You can tell that our chef is French.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what is skatefish?
Skatefish is a white flaky fish. It's got some great flavor. It also takes on the flavors very well.
Kind of like a flounder or a trout?
Yeah, more like a flounder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great.
It's a flatfish.
Flatfish.
Yeah.
So now dinner time, what do you have on the dinner side of town?
Dinner side of town, there's this a great sunchoke velouté, which is a soup with poached quail egg, smoked bacon dust. I don't know how he dusts the bacon, but it's done. It's magic in the kitchen. Coach Farm goat cheese galette, which is sort of cheese and potatoes with arugula and walnuts. And then for a main, there's a choice of either roasted Cornish hen with an apple puree, roasted garlic, rosemary, braised carrots, or a monkfish filet in bouillabaisse with a broth, saffron, and rutabaga.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's a good date night.
Now, poppy seed and grapefruit cake for dessert.
Yeah.
Is that the chef's own creation, or is this worldwide renowned and I've never heard of it?
This is one of the chef's creations. He's a well-traveled man, though, so his name is Marcel Agnès.
Ah.
He's originally from Normandy in France. Worked for a long time in New York for some of the great restaurants there. And then about 10 years ago, relocated to Millerton. So he's got great relationships with all of our local purveyors and farms.
Mm. And a lot of your produce and, everything you serve is pretty much from
local.
Yeah,
we do our best. We do our best. We have we work really closely with Miley Farm, which is a quarter of a mile down the road from us. Sprout Creek, Coach Farms, Silo Ridge Farms. So there's, we've got, it's the Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't have to go very far.
Now, Troutbeck is at 515 Leedsville Road in Amenia. Why don't you tell the folks more about Troutbeck? Because it's not only a restaurant.
It's not, no, certainly it's more than that.
So why don't you tell the folks about the experience coming to Troutbeck? It's
coming
not just
Troutbeck.
A restaurant, it's an experience.
It is indeed, and we hope you'll stay overnight, take the opportunity to. This is a great week to do it. We've got a snowstorm coming, so hunker down at Troutbeck, I say. We have generators. There's so you actually, this is a 45-acre estate. Mm. We're only the fourth owners since the mid-18th century.
Wow.
Yeah. Prior to us, it had played host to people like Thoreau and Emerson and John Burroughs and Teddy Roosevelt, Hemingway, Twain, Sinclair Lewis, W.E.B. Du Bois. So it's got this rich and extraordinary history.
And they've all stayed or played or hung out?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. The previous owners were a family called the Spingarns, and the Spingarns were pretty involved in the civil rights movement. They were founders of the NAACP, amongst others. And so, you know, our first objective was to make sure that when you walked into the house, you felt the presence of the history. But you know, it's not a house museum. What we want people to feel is though they've come into our own home. We hope you think we're pretty cool. The design has some contemporary elements to it, but it's a, you know, it's a historic structure. The restaurant is intimate. We've got some great great booths and banquettes. Has a great view onto the landscape, which is stunning. Mm. And then, of course, you know, the rooms are world class. The service is great. We've got a great barman, seasonal cocktails and local beers on tap. And then the public spaces are designed for you to, you know, relax, engage with your friends. You're welcome to come over, bring a laptop, open it up, and do some work if you want to have a meeting. Fireplaces in most of the public spaces. So this time of year, those are roaring, and we like to think we play some good music.
Well, so it sounds like a truly inviting place to be and a great place to enjoy Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, and a great place to dine any time of the year. So one of the cool things about Troutbeck is that it is a new American farm-to-table restaurant with an ever-changing seasonal menu sourced from local purveyors. So when it's not Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, it's a great time to go visit Troutbeck.
Support local.
Yes. So, Anthony, thank you very much. And I'm glad that you are part of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. And I'm glad that it was so successful for you that you have no reservations left.
No, we do. Tonight.
Tonight.
Tomorrow.
I mean, over the weekend.
Unfortunately.
To wrap it up.
But come back another weekend. Anytime. We'd love to see you.
Yeah,
thank you, Rick.
Which is great. Yeah. And all the best to you. And visit Troutbeck soon. Once again, 515 Leedsville Road in Amenia, New York. All the best to you, Anthony. And thanks for participating on the Up and Running Morning Show.
Pleasure, Rick. Thanks very much.
All right. Bye-bye.